And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 17th of September, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet who wrote "So Much Depends Upon a Red Wheelbarrow Glazed with Rainwater Beside the White Chickens." William Carlos Williams, born Rutherford, New Jersey, 1883. Father was a businessman, English, mother Puerto Rican. His mother spoke and read to him in Spanish. He went off to school in Switzerland, France, learned French, but came back, went to medical school, and practiced medicine full-time there in Rutherford, New Jersey. William said, "I have never felt that medicine interfered with me, but rather that it was my very food and drink, the very thing which made it possible for me to write. Was I not interested in man? There the thing was, right in front of me. I could touch it, smell it. It was myself, naked, just as it was, without a lie telling itself to me in its own terms." It's the birthday of Hank Williams, Mount Olive, Alabama, 1923. Radio star, successful country recording artist, but he kept playing roadhouses, and he died on his way to playing one in Canton, Ohio. Died in Oak Hill, West Virginia, in the back seat of his Cadillac. He was 29 years old. It's the birthday of Ken Kesey, born in La Junta, Colorado, 1935. Grew up in Oregon, on the Oregon River, went to Stanford University, studied creative writing. He was a night attendant in the mental ward of the Veterans Hospital, and his experience became the basis for his first novel, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It came out in 1962, was made into a movie in 1975. And it was on this day, 1787, the U.S. Constitution was signed by delegates at the final meeting of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. The Articles of Confederation, which had bound the colonies together, did not work. It was a loose confederation which emphasized the rights of states, and not a single state was paying all of its federal taxes. The government had no way to penalize them. Troops were deserting. The military was weak. And so they wrote a constitution which called for a strong central government, led by James Madison, who came every single day, took notes on the proceedings, argued tirelessly for the idea of the central government, and came to be known as the father of the Constitution. Here's a poem for today by Joseph Stroud. "We Shall Be Released." Every afternoon that autumn, walking across campus, past the conservatory, I heard the soprano practicing, her voice rising, making its way up the scale, straining to claim each note, weeks of work, of days growing shorter, darker, storms slamming the campus, the semester staggering to an end, everyone exhausted, drained, heading out and going home, the campus nearly deserted, but the soprano still working the scales when I passed under the trees, the liquid embers on fire, the clouds like great cities sailing out to sea. And didn't I ascend with her, my own weariness and sorrows dropping away? Didn't we rise together, her voice straining, wavering at the top of its range, almost reaching, almost claiming that high, free of the body, final note? "We Shall Be Released," a poem by Joseph Stroud from Of This World, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.